You're listening to Vince Vinyl on KCUF, Boulder Creek.
And the beat goes on. 5 minutes before the hour on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio, the Fighting Forces Friday show is next. Stay tuned.
Tiger Bill gave me a tiger claw from a real Siberian tiger's paw. He said, "This'll make you bulletproof." So I got this tiger claw from a real Siberian tiger paw in my pocket. It's got me thinking now, what if I really could be bulletproof? Try out the throwing stars, bring out the switchblades. And maybe folks would line up, show up armed, excited for a person to try their weapons out on. And we could charge money, we could charge a whole lot of money. It's got me thinking now, what if I really could be bulletproof? It's got me thinking. Against you too, against all the ways that words cut through, against promises breaking into open wounds and the resulting scar.
Tiger claw will make you bulletproof. Man, Siberian tigers would be extinct in no time. Maybe we could just get a few tiger claws and cut them up into tiny little pieces, and each one of our GIs could drop one like an aspirin. I'm just saying. Okay, moving on. That was a track from the new LP by Amanda Shires. Down Fell the Doves, the album title, and boy howdy, that gal has got it going on right now. 2013 is looking good for Amanda. She's a gifted fiddle player with time spent as a member of the Texas Playboys, which ought to tell you about her chops. Her voice is thin, I'll grant you that, maybe a little reedy, but confident, and she can deliver the message, the image, to sell her songs. And she's selling them. The new LP is doing well. And a few months back, she got married to Jason Isbell, one of the favorite musicians at KCUF lately. Oh yeah, there's that one other thing. She ain't too bad to look at, either. You gotta say, her future is so bright, she ought to be wearing shades.
This is 92.9 FM, KCUF, Pirate Radio for Boulder Creek, and we care about what you have to say. Here's another comment from one of our listeners.
The worst thing I can do to you is to keep you right here, mister.
Just past 10 o'clock on the California Central Coast, this is 92.9 FM, and it's time for the Fighting Forces Friday Show. That's the program we do every week, dedicating the 10 p.m. to midnight hours to uniformed men and women serving in Afghanistan. We just do what we always do, try to play the best music we can for you, but we also record the show to CD and make a bunch of copies and mail packages of them to military units and individual GIs in Afghanistan as a way of demonstrating support and to remind them that their most important mission is to TCB and get home to family and loved ones in good order. GIs, you do your job best, the one there in harm's way and the one back here, when you stay sharp, stay smart, and stay safe.
Me. never wanted to be swept away. Nobody told me there'd be music, sweet music. Now I got this sinking feeling, though I try to brace myself.
Thank you. Are you all down?
That one had some beans. That was Tyrants from Black Mountain. Tyrants, You Will Die by the Sword. Black Mountain, a new group, some young cats testing the prog rock waters. Not a lot of bands doing prog rock these days. Captured was the preceding song. You no doubt recognize Jim James and his unique vocal style. Jim James out of My Morning Jacket and Monsters of Folk. But the band backing him there was, wait for it, Government Mule. Bet you didn't see that coming. It's a Boulder Creek Pirate Radio exclusive for now. An advanced track from Shout, the new Mule LP, which should be in stores in about a month. It's a darn cool concept for this release. We've got another couple tracks from the CD, with a good one coming up right after the break. We'll talk some more about the album details at the end of the next set. Pink Floyd also in there with Speak to Me from Dark Side of the Moon. Sorry About the Surface Noise from the vinyl LP. And Walk With Me was from Le Noise, Neil Young's latest. This is the Fighting Forces Friday show on non-corporate KCUF.
Ladies, are you tired of this?
Hey, baby, is that a beer? Let me grab a swig of that.
Well, fear no more. Now there's a beer made especially for women. Peter's Special Brew, made by the Peter Cranium Microbrewery, has a creamy texture and a thick head that only a woman could love. So pick up some of Peter's Special Brew today. So when he tries one of these...
Hey, baby, is that a beer? Let me have a swallow of that.
Let him have a big load of Peter's Special Brew. Peter's Special Brew in liquor stores everywhere, right next to Beaver Liquor.
Tragedy, a funny little tragedy, a funny little like I'm holding you tonight. Too many nights staying up late. Too much powder and too much paint. So you can't hide from the turning of the tide. Did they run their fingers up and down the shabby dress? Did they find some tender moment there in your caress? Boys all say you look so fine, but don't come back for a second time. Oh, you can't hide from the turning of the tide. Set eyes on a woman before. Did he tell you that he'd love you, darling, forevermore? Pretty little shoes, cheap perfume, creaking bed in the hotel room. Oh, you can't hide from the turning of the tide. Dress. Did they find some tender moment there in your caress? The boys all say you look so fine, but don't come back for a second time. You can't hide from the turning of a tide. We'll be right back.
station there. Only you know and I know. A vinyl track from his first solo release. Pretty sure Dave Mason was still a teenager when he joined the legendary band Traffic. He wrote a bunch of their songs and played guitar and sang on a number of memorable songs from Traffic before going solo in about 1972. And that debut solo release from him was a stunner. Only You Know and I Know, a good example. Turning of the Tide was Richard Thompson, and we heard Funny Little Tragedy, another advanced track from Government Mule's soon-to-be-released two-disc album, Shout. Here's the poop. The song we heard is the one that turned the whole deal sideways. Shout is the band's first new studio release in 3 or 4 years, and everybody was all pumped up to get back at it. They were almost done with the album, but they had this semi-punk thing they were working on, and Warren Haynes called up his buddy Elvis Costello for some tips on how to do the vocals. More than happy to help out, Elvis hopped on a plane to America and headed for the studio to do some coaching. So they had all the instrumental tracks done already, and they kept Elvis Costello's vocals from showing Warren how he would do the song. And after Warren laid down a version he was happy with, they started calling in other artists to get their take on other songs on the album. So at least the first run of Shout will be a double LP, with the first disc Government Mule. The second disc will be the same song, mostly the same Mule backing, and in the same order, but with different artists doing the vocals on each one. Pretty cool concept and pretty brave. I've got an idea you'll be hearing the Elvis Costello version of the song we heard a lot, so we heard the straight-up version with Warren. Got another couple more tracks to play for you at some time during the night, and you'll be hearing them in the days to come. Now this.
Have you been feeling insignificant or depressed? Do you feel like your best friend keeps letting you down time and time again? You may be suffering from a medical condition clinically known as Limp Willy. Well, now there's a cure. The power of Morningwood is now available in this candy-colored pill. Taken as directed and inserted anally, fast-acting Morningwood instantly increases your confidence, giving you the drive you've been missing in your life. People who have used Morningwood have reported experiencing the following side effects: loss of hearing, bleeding in the ears, unknown skin irritations, herpes, increased follicle growth, premature balding, profuse sweating, nasal leakage, massive weight gain, sudden nausea which led to vomiting, and excessive gastral dystrophies. If you experience any of these symptoms, please seek medical attention immediately. In some rare cases, people have experienced heart attacks and even death.
Howdy folks, Vince Vinyl here, and I very much appreciate your presence. It's just better when you're along. This is the Fighting Forces Friday Show on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio. The last of 5 Fridays this month. Kind of like a bonus show. Say, let's rag on Nashville a bit, okay?
He ain't nowhere near the 20, but he says he's seen plenty of hard times. 'Cause he's been on his bus for 5 days and in a hotel for 5 nights. He says the satellite dish is broke and the new band, they're treating him mean. There's still another week to go and he misses his karaoke. Now she's out there too, and well, she's got her own secrets too. 'Cause she can't sing a lick, and in a bucket she can't carry her tunes. But she's pretty as a picture. She's sure got a nice set of hips. And she misses her producer / boyfriend who produced her a hit. Well, that's country in my ass. Who do they think we am? Force feed us all this. Getting real tired of it. snake stick it up high where the sun don't shine. We're distant, we're mad, 'cause that's country, my ass. Don't get me wrong, to each his own, I do believe. It's just that they took the soul, and one means a whole lot to me. I can see Hank and Lefty spinning around in their graves. And if they were here right now, I think y'all know what they'd say. That's country, my ass. Who do they think we am? Force feed us all this. Getting real tired of this. They can stick it up high where the sun don't shine. We're distant.
But I've done some demolition, and in a world gone wrong, the death of country music rattles around the planet. We light the flame and fan it deep into the night, where the city casts its shadow. You leave the straight and narrow, tomorrow and forever seems so far away. Where the dance floor's overcrowded and the music's getting louder, people do some breathing while they're cheating death. Marco Vente. Tonight the west is sleeping, the desert will be creeping by inch across the continent, and the bones of country music lay there in their casket beneath the towers of Nashville in a black pool of neglect. So we cast our nets in the water, drag the pool and caught them, grind them up and snort them deep into the night. I spill some blood on the ashes of the bones of the Jones and the Cashes, skulls in false eyelashes, your ghost riders in the sky.
Dio!
The Billy Bones, I'm picking the flesh off the bones of the town.
Out in a Nashville rash, it's looking like I'm falling in the cracks. I'm too country now for country, just like Johnny Cash. Help me, Merle, I'm breaking out in a Nashville rash. Should have known it when they closed the Opry down. Things are bound to change in that town. You can't grow if you rip your roots out of the ground. Looks like that Nashville rash is getting round. Help me, Merle, I'm breaking down in a Nashville rash. It's looking like I'm falling in the cracks. I'm too country now for country, just like Johnny Cash. Help me, Merle, I'm breaking out in a Nashville rash. Rockin' roll back in the 70s, our country hits today. Breaks my heart to see my heroes are fading away. The victims of the Nashville rash, it's Nashville's ways. Help me, Merle, I'm breaking out in the Nashville rash. It's looking like I'm falling in the cracks. I'm too country now for country, just like Johnny Cash, Buck Owens, and Farron Young, Johnny Bush, Johnny Paycheck, Charlie Pride, Loretta Lynn. Help me, Merle, I'm breaking out in a Nashville rash. Oh, good God, it's gonna be the death of us.
don't like my music, you don't like my song. You say you want a party, say you want a rock and roll, but that carbon copy music don't mean a damn to me. Hank Williams wouldn't make it now in Nashville, Tennessee. What happened to the music that I loved so long ago? Seems it's been forgotten on the country radio. Steel guitar and fiddle have become a novelty. What I give to make things like the way they used to be. You don't like my music, you don't like my song. You say you want a party, say you want a rock and roll, but that carbon copy music don't mean a damn to me. Hank Williams wouldn't make it now in Nashville, Tennessee. Baltimore, but honest words and simple lines don't sell much anymore. Some say that California is the place we all be, 'cause all the barefoot Texans miss the forest or the trees. You don't like my music, you don't like my song. Say you want a party, say you want a rock and roll, but that carbon copy music don't mean a damn to me. Hank Williams wouldn't make it now in Nashville, Tennessee. No, that carbon copy music don't mean a damn to me. Hank Williams wouldn't make it now in Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville, Tennessee. Trees. So I thought I'd go pick some, and that don't mean musically. Now it's 3 years later, and I'm wondering where I went wrong. Shook a lot of hands, ate a lot of lunch, wrote a lot of dumbass songs, but I couldn't get a break in Nashville if I tried my whole life long. So fuck this town, fuck this town. Yeah, fuck it in the end, fuck it up and down. Can't get noticed,
were not minced in that set of music. No doubt about it, Nashville has choked off and homogenized country music. And we heard Dale Watson and Waylon Jennings, Jamie Johnson, the Waco Brothers, and Robbie Foulkes all sharing that complaint. I don't think anyone would claim that there's not good music coming out of Nashville, but there's not much originality coming out either. That's what happens when one group or company or corporation gets control. They want to play it safe and minimize risk, which is cool from a business perspective, I guess, but they tend to stifle competition along the way. They don't want anybody else to take chances or be original either.
This is the personal nurse in the KCUF newsroom. Here's our reporter, Ben Dover, with this news update.
Following this afternoon's arrest of Congress on the charge of over 23 million counts of manslaughter, our reporter spoke to Mark Westnick from Savannah, Georgia, just one of the many Americans that has lost a loved one due to the legislative branch's criminal negligence.
Because of Congress, my 23-year-old son died 2 years ago in Afghanistan. My nephew, he lost his leg in Iraq in 2006, and my brother died in Vietnam in 1969. Just recently this year, my wife couldn't afford dialysis, so I lost her too, all because of Congress. Congress killed my family.
Defense attorneys for the now incarcerated 538-member group have dismissed the claims made by Westnick and other victims and released a statement saying their client has been, quote, a pillar of the national community for over 200 years and completely innocent of any and all wrongdoing.
Faithless lover, heartless thing, for you I'll swing and for no other. Faithless lover, faithless lover, faithless lover, under your spell I fell, now I discover. Faithless lover, faith no more. Lover, faithless lover, faithless lover, under your spell I fell, now I discover. Faithless lover, faith no more. faithless lover. Thank you. There's a place in my heart where you used to be. There's a pain deep inside. Don't want the world to see. Nothing but emptiness. The ones you caress, I was touched by your naked flame. Now it was hard sometimes, those things that we went through. But believe me when I say I would never mean to hurt you. I hold the memory holding you next to me in my arms like a naked. We'll be right back.
these days, baby, and it won't be long. You're gonna look for me, child.
A lot of Neil Young influence in that one, isn't there? That was Ben Harper and a track from his 2011 LP, Till It's Gone. Don't Give Up On Me, the song title there. Love Sculpture did Come Back Baby, a Ray Charles tune. Naked Flame was BBM, and man, that's a nice track. BBM is Jack Bruce, Ginger Baker, and Gary Moore. Basically, the old Brit three-piece band Cream, with Gary Moore on guitar instead of EC. And I don't mind saying I've always kind of liked Gary Moore's style a little bit better than Eric Clapton's. Nick Lowe did that first song, Faithless Lover. Good Friday evening to you folks. Hope yours is going well. Say, did you hear that collective sigh in your neighborhood this week? That was parents expressing their relief that schools started again. Most places, at least. I guess some won't open until next week. Here's a public service announcement from the Boulder Creek Schools.
Hi, this is the personal nurse from the KCUF newsroom with this advisory for all parents. To better serve you, the Boulder Creek Unified School District has installed a hotline to address the needs and concerns of both students and their parents. At 555-1212, here's what they offer.
Hello, you have reached the automated answering service of your school. In order to assist you in connecting to the right staff member, please listen to all the options before making a selection. To lie about why your child is absent, press 1. To make excuses for why your child did not do his homework, press 2. To complain about what we do, press 3. To swear at staff members, press 4. To ask why you didn't get information that has already been enclosed in your newsletter and several flyers that have been mailed to you, press 5. If you want us to raise your child, press 6. If you want to reach out and touch, slap, or hit someone, press 7. To request another teacher for the third time this year, press 8. To complain about bus transportation, press 9. To complain about school lunches, press 0. If you realize this is the real world and your child must be accountable and responsible for his or her own behavior, classwork, and homework, and that it's not the teacher's fault for your child's lack of effort, hang up and have a nice day. If you want this in another language, move to a country that speaks it. Thank you for your interest in public education.